Welcome back to the second hour of Feeling of Jazz. I'm going to kick off this hour with Terry Gibbs doing a tune entitled The Big Cat. And I would tell you, Terry is the most energetic jazz musician I've ever seen. If you've ever seen him, he doesn't sit still for very long. So let's listen to his rendition of a tune entitled The Big Cat. Wake you up. That was Terry Gibbs playing the Big Cat.
Right, we're going to continue our salute to the Howard Rumsey Lighthouse All-Stars that played in Hermosa Beach, California at the Lighthouse from every Sunday from about, they used to play from about noon to midnight. about a 12-hour set. Musicians coming in and out all the time, sitting in. And this is from a contemporary album, Live at the Lighthouse, Sunday Jazz a la Lighthouse Volume 2. And this is a Teddy Edwards composition, and one of my favorite West Coast jazz compositions. And on this track, we've got Mel Bernhardt on trombone, Shorty Rogers on trumpet, Jufri and Cooper on tenor sax, Russ Freeman on piano, Howard Rumsey, the leader, is on bass, Shelly Mann on drums. Let's listen to Sunset Eyes.
Thank you.
Howard Rumsey All-Stars, Lighthouse All-Stars, from a contemporary album, Sunday Jazz a la Lighthouse Volume 2. That was cut in around 1953, May 15th of 53, and had some nice tenor work there by Bob Cooper, Shorty Rogers on trumpet, Russ Freeman on piano, and that was a composition written by a great West Coast tenor sax man, Teddy Edwards.
Blue Note came out with a CD featuring Paul Chambers entitled Chambers Music, and it features John Coltrane on tenor sax, Pepper Adams baritone, Curtis Fuller trombone, Roland Alexander piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones drums, doing a tune entitled High Step.
Thank you.
Chambers doing a Barry Harris tune entitled High Step.
Let's continue our salute to the Howard Rumsey Lighthouse All-Stars from Hermosa Beach, California. And this is a composition written by Shorty Rogers called Viva Sabata. And everybody gets into the act. There's congo drums. Carlos Vidal has added on congo drums, and there's maracas and timbales and you name it, and they all really get into this thing. It's just a Latin rhythmic stew. So let's listen to the Lighthouse All-Stars go just a little bit crazy with Viva Zapata.
Thank you.
A Latin Jazz Tour de Force by the Howard Rumsey Lighthouse All-Stars from their contemporary album Sunday Jazz a la Lighthouse. That was Volume 1. There was a second volume that came out later, which I played previously in the show. And everybody got into the act on that one. And Shorty Rogers on trumpet and Milt Bernhardt on trombone and Bob Cooper on tenor sax. And we had some guy that really worked out on that one was a guy they brought in called Carlos Vidal on the congo drums.
I wonder if I go for a vocal sound and slow it down just a little bit. It doesn't really say who's backing her up, but the vocalist is Sarah Vaughan, who I think is one of the best jazz vocalists out there. And the name of the tune is Honeysuckle Rose.
Jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness no. Honeysuckle rose, when you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness no. Honeysuckle rose, don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar, it's sweet when you stir it up when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips. Seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose, don't buy sugar. touch my cup. You're my sugar. It's sweet when you stir it up when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips. Seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows. You're my honeysuckle rose. You're my honeysuckle rose. Yes, you're my ever-loving honeysuckle rose.
That was Honeysuckle Rose by Sarah Vaughan. We don't know who the orchestra was. She played with a lot of groups, and it could have even been a studio orchestra, but she has great range and a great sound.
Good to return to our Howard Rumsey Lighthouse All-Stars. This time, this is from the Lighthouse in February of 53, and had the usual they rounded up the usual suspects, as they say, in Casablanca. They had Shorty Rogers, Mel Bernhardt, Jufri, and Cooper on tenor sax, Hampton Hawes on piano, Shelly Mann on drums, and, of course, the leader was Howard Rumsey on bass. This is a tune we really associate with the famous Jerry Mulligan Chet Baker quartet. Was a tune called Bernie's Tune that they made famous, and this is a Lighthouse All-Stars version of that composition. Thank you. the Lighthouse All-Stars doing Bernie's tune?
We played a lot of big band music tonight, and I'm going to continue with that. Bill Holman from a CD entitled Big Band in a Jazz Orbit, and he features, and I'll just mention a few of them, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Frank Rossellino and Carl Fontana on trombone, Charlie Mariani, Geller, Charles Kennedy on sax, Victor Feldman, who plays vibes and pianos only on piano, Buddy Clark on bass, and Mel Lewis drums doing a Billy Strayhorn composition entitled Kissing Bug. Was a Kissing Bug played by Bill Holman and his big band.
One more time with the Lighthouse All-Stars tonight. This is a little composition written by one of the Lighthouse All-Stars, Jimmy Giuffre, great tenor sax man and clarinet man. This is a little tune called The Duke You Say. Track tonight, giving a salute to the Howard Rumsey Lighthouse All-Stars. That was a composition by Jimmy Giuffre called The Duke You Say, and all the regulars all chipped in on that one on solo work with Milt Bernhardt on trombone, Shorty Rogers on trumpet, Jimmy Giuffre on tenor sax, Russ Freeman on piano.
I want to thank you for listening to The Feeling of Jazz tonight and hope you'll join us next Sunday night at 8 to 10 p.m. I'm going to finish the show with my favorite alto man, Paul Desmond, doing a tune entitled Here's That Rainy Day, and it features Paul on alto sax, Jimmy Hall on guitar, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. So that's half of the Modern Jazz Quartet. Let's listen to their rendition of Here's That Rainy Day. Thank you.